Okay, somebody who's real easy to get along with, always smiling, and doesn't get mad easy. You say that he's a very
pleasant
person. Would you use that word about an animal? Say a horse or something?
Well, you could say he's a very gentle horse.
Okay, but you wouldn't say he's pleasant?
No.
Okay. What about someone who's like a teenager, who just seems to be all arms and legs and always stumbling over things?
He's awkward.
Okay. And a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. You might say, well, he's just a plain... what?
Foolish or idiot.
Okay, but you wouldn't use the word fool, would you?
No.
That's a bad word to use?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, and somebody who never spends any money, you say that he's a...
tightwad.
Okay. And when you use the word common about a person, what does that mean?
Well, that means he's... well, I don't know. It could mean...
is it good or is it bad?
Well, it could be bad, or then it could be good, common. That's why he'd be a pretty good person, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
What if you use the word common about a girl? Would it take on another meaning?
Well, it might, yeah.
A bad meaning?
Yeah, very common.
Yeah, and talking about her morals.
Then. Yeah.
Okay. Suppose you're talking about an old person, but who's still strong and active and doesn't show his age at all. You might say that he's very... what? Still gets around real well. You say he's very...
very active.
Okay. Would you use the word spry or pert or peppy or...
yeah, very spry.
Okay. Would you use the word spry about a child?
Well... you could.
Okay. Say your children are out later than usual, and you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
uneasy.
Okay. And, you say, you know that song, the old gray mare, she...
she's not what she used to be.
Okay. And you say, I don't know why she's... scared of the dark now. She... what? I don't know why she's afraid now. She...
used to be not afraid.
Okay. Or another way of saying that, would you say she... think the opposite of used to be.
Now?
Yep. Would you say she didn't used to be, or she usedn't to be, or how would you say that?
Well, she didn't used to be.
Okay. And if somebody leaves a lot of money on the table,